This would be the Art Drysdale vignette entitled Repotting Indoor Plants. 3, 2, 1. Spring is the ideal time to help indoor plants. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Hints for houseplants after this. 3, 2, 1. Now, with a much longer day length, indoor plants are naturally moving into their new growth cycle. This means that fertilizing, which should have been curtailed for most indoor plants over the winter, should begin again. Just as important is the soil or other planting medium in which your plants are growing. If a plant or plants have not been repotted for 2 or 3 years or more, now would be a good time to give it or them a new growing environment. If the plant is growing in soil, visit your garden center and pick up a bag of tropical or indoor plant soil. If the plant is growing in an artificial mix, which will resemble peat moss when wet, then ask your garden center for a bag of a similar mix. Back at home, on a table covered with newspaper, remove the plant's soil ball from its pot by tapping the edge of the pot upside down on the edge of a counter. Be sure to hold the plant itself securely. Most plant soil balls will be found to be a mass of roots. My suggestion is to take a good sharp kitchen knife and cut off about 2 or 3 centimeters of the soil ball all around and off the bottom. That's about 1 inch of the roots and soil from all the surfaces of the soil ball except the top. Now, put a layer of the new soil or mix in the bottom of the pot, which ideally you should wash and scrub clean, by the way. Put the plant back and fill all around the soil ball with the new mix, packing it reasonably firmly with your fingers. Keep the plant watered and fertilized well, using a soluble plant food for plenty of new growth. I'm Art Drysdale.